This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck
4
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say what?
Go time.
Certainly is go time, friends. It is that time of the week, and Hugh Joseph with you here with a very special guest. We've got a very special guest on the show today. It is, in fact, one of the original hosts, Mr. Doc Brown, is back in the building.
I'm actually here, mate. Genuinely here. This is not a pre-record, guys. This is happening.
Wow.
It I'm back.
Wild in the streets. Wild in the streets. How are you, mate? It's been a few weeks. We've had a couple of fillings for you. We've had the last skeptic. He was great.
Awesome.
Really good. And who did we have last week?
Ian Sterling.
Mm-hmm. He was very good. How
did
he go?
Him on Sunday, the BAFTAs.
Because you were hosting the Children's Awards.
Right.
He was up for an award.
Yep. For the fourth year running, he was up for Best Presenter.
He was all excited about it. Yep. He's telling because he
been
won the Scottish
four
BAFTA.
Times.
How did he go?
And he's been nominated 4 times.
that's the focus of it, isn't it?
He's a 4 times BAFTA nominee.
Yes.
Ian Sterling.
He didn't win, did he?
No, he was pissed.
Oh, that's a shame, man. Anyway, he's
a lovely guy. You know what was brilliant from Ian, though, that night?
What?
You know how when they say the nominees and then the camera searches out the table where the nominee is and they do that kind of like really humble face like, nice. I'm really proud to be nominated.
Yeah.
When everyone was doing that face, everyone bar none. And when it came to Ian, he just put both his fists in the air, threw his head back like a champion, like Rocky, like that, when the camera came on him. Got a big laugh. That was good.
Oh, no. Good.
But yeah, he's had enough now. He's had enough.
Oh, that's not fair.
4 years in a row.
Come on. Does four nominations equal a win?
Like fractions, like quarters?
Yeah.
I don't think it does, unfortunately. Mm. So, yeah. He just got very, very drunk.
Yep.
You should do. Because it's the event's sponsored by Tattinger.
Oh, is it? Well, I would hate to go to any children's awards and not get shit-faced out of my mind. Yeah,
I discovered something amazing about Tattinger. And listen, maybe other champagnes can do this, maybe not. But I had on a brand new made-to-measure tailored suit from Paul Smith, right? Green. It was just made me feel like a king. I put it on just after I'd shaved in the dressing room.
Do people stop and just look and just...
Yeah. It's crazy. You just part waves like Moses. And I just had a shave in the dressing room, right? I put on the suit.
Legs? What did you shave? Your chest? What did you shave? Tell me. I want to know everything. Don't leave out any details.
Just the usual.
I want the girl version, Doc, not the boy version. Tell me everything.
And I walk out and they're like, oh, you got to come and do the red carpet. And then you got to go and like do signatures, autographs for the kids. Like, great. You know, so I go out, do the red carpet. And I don't realize until I've come off the, the paparazzi bit of the red carpet that I'm bleeding profusely, not from my face, but from my little finger, where I must have sliced it with a razor. You know when you use a razor so sharp you can't even feel yourself cut yourself? So I sliced the top of my pinky finger off.
Yeah.
And it was bleeding everywhere. I looked down, there was blood all down the front of my suit. I was going to like hug kids and bleeding all over them. The parents were screaming. It was bedlam.
Can I just say, though, there's definitely no better place in the world to bleed publicly than on a red carpet.
That is true.
Yeah.
But also, you throw in kids, it's a bit like Carrie.
Yeah.
And then the reason this story began with Tattinger is because the clock was ticking. I had to go on stage and start the show. And my left lapel of my suit jacket was covered in blood. And I had nowhere to go. I had no time to sort anything out. In my hand, I had a glass of Tattinger's champagne, and that was the only fluids I had. I thought about doing the spit, onto the finger and rub it, but then I thought, my fingers are always filthy, so I'm just going to spread filth around.
Yeah.
So I don't know where it came from, but I dipped a clean finger into my champagne and just put a dollop of it on one of the dollops of blood that was in the lapel and just sort of watched it under a really harsh light. And I could see, I don't know if it was the material of the suit or what, but I could see the blood dissipating. So I sort of just mopped it up with another finger and it was just fucking gone.
Wow.
So then I was just like, boom, I'm in. And I was just like dipping in and out of the shower. I must have looked insane to someone watching from a distance.
Yeah.
You couldn't see what I was doing, but I was just dipping my finger into this glass of champs and just rubbing it all over my lapel.
That is
brilliant. Then, like, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host, Doc Brown. There must have been people there. Is that his pre-show ritual?
So, like, it cleaned up everything.
It cleaned up everything,
God,
dude.
See, that's just proof and in the pudding
unreal.
That when you're drunk, anything is possible.
I'm telling you.
You probably just made that whole thing up in your head.
No, dude, that shit happened. I got witnesses.
Everything disappeared. You're probably so drunk, you put your coat on back to front. And you're like, hey, yeah, there you go. It's all better now.
It happened.
I believe you. Well, and I tell you one thing, it is good to have you back on the show, because we can do rap about anything, which we haven't been able to do the last few weeks.
Ian Sterling's not going to rap about anything, is he?
He rapped about nothing.
What's Corin going to... He's going to produce about anything.
He produced about nothing. I know, he really let you down. But yeah, if it's your first time joining us, rap about anything... tweet us. You can tweet us any suggestions for topics at FUBAR Radio, or you can email hd@fubarradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a suggestion using the hashtag rap about anything, and Doc's going to pick one, his favourite one, and he's going to rap about it at the end of
the show.
There
you go. It's what I do.
It's what he does.
What I do, guys.
We also have coming up just before five, actually, quite interested about it, Andrew Welch. He's the spokesperson for the British Naturism Society, who are a nudist colony, who are very, very afraid that there is going to be too many D's on the dance floor because there's too many people turning up to their gatherings, and they're worried now that it's going to get overrun with nudes.
This has to be a Cornish story. I bet this is a Cornish story.
Absolutely. So that is going to be fun. Just quickly though, where have you been? Why have you been away the last few weeks?
Well, I've been shooting a movie, Hugh.
Yep.
My first movie is one I've been developing with Richard Gervais.
We can call him Dickie, that's all right.
Dickie Gervais, Dickie G. And it is the further adventures of David Brent and... His rapping sidekick, Dom Johnson.
Wow. Which one are you?
So it's kind of, I guess, like a mockumentary, rockumentary in the spirit of Spinal Tap. A bit of a buddy movie, a road movie.
Yep. What's it called?
It's called Life on the Road.
Amazing.
Yep, and we're deep into the shoot, which is why I haven't been here, and why I'll probably continue not to be here as often as I would like to be up until Christmas. But then I'll be back and it'll all be great and the film will be done. It'll be coming out in August.
Brilliant. You must be excited, man. That's
I'm very excited.
That's very, very exciting.
You know, we got a full theatrical release here in the States, in your native Wales as well, and Australia.
Wow.
Which I heard you had some ties to.
I do. Thank you for saying Wales first. Appreciate
so,
it.
So, you know... It's just a huge deal for me to be able to try and be funny for those different countries all at the same time.
Mm.
You know, while what I'll be doing in my actual life when that film's making you laugh, who knows?
Yeah.
Pay me something completely unfunny. Mm.
Time will tell.
Maybe I'll be wallowing in my own filth.
Time will tell.
Or maybe I'll be swimming in a bathtub full of money.
You are under the flabby wing of a comedy genius, mate. You'll be absolutely fine. Absolutely no doubt. You and Dickie G are going to smash it, mate. Mm. Congratulations, man. That's
a really
big thing.
I'm very proud and I'm very excited to be a part of it. And yeah, you know, if you want to know anything about like little secrets from the set, I'm sure we can do that. And the last time I was on a shoot, you guys called me every week.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
One time I was in a shower.
We had to stop doing that. There's been a few budget cuts since you've been coming.
Right,
not allowed to make phone calls anymore.
Right, so it'll just be WhatsApp messages from
Yeah, we could have done a WhatsApp. We just WhatsApp from Doc. No, we do want to find out more stuff. When you are away next, we'll definitely do that.
Good.
Yeah, so heaps of stuff coming up on the Tuesday Roundup. But of course, first, coming up next, we need to get into No, They Did It on FUBAR.
You run down the strip, right through me. The rain on the windscreen, blistering the stop sign. Turning the rubies your mother did buy you. Through this land I rock. You made me bold like a whore. Wish I'd never been born. Got good looking corpse hanging on to me tightly. Bless this strip as it runs right through me. Bless this strip as it runs right through me. She fades to the background, proofreads the story, kills all the characters across.
became tame. Feral in a hero, one of us. And I hear mutants screaming. I ride on the crest of waves. And I'm stopped as the Joker's fading. And I still hear demons breathing. Oh, turn on the light. It's so dark in there, inside the night. And I know what it's like to feel up until I dry yourself. The sun had dropped, I'm sweating in a carcass. I've given up on me, I've given up on Marcus. I'm carrying my casket, looking for the enemy. I'm down on my knees, surrendering to Valerie. And all I feel, my head is racing. I feel my shoulders bracing. I know I'm sick to my bones. And I know I can't get back home. And I
Jamie T, Turn on the Light on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph and Doc Brown, mm-hmm. with ya. Hey, you're looking pretty well shaven today, Docketh.
Yeah, well, I have to shave every day for this part because I'm supposed to look like 10 years younger than I actually am.
Really? So you're supposed to look 17?
Yeah, I'm supposed to look 17. exactly. No, it's such a pain in the ass. I mean, you're not someone I think I've ever seen cleanly shaven.
And I'm
jealous. I mean, I'm not a beard guy, but I don't want to have to shave every day. Do you know what I mean?
I know. I don't like it. Well, it hurts my face. And
after a while, yeah, you're just ripping your face to shreds.
It feels terrible.
And the makeup girls are like, oh, it's fine, we'll cover that up. And I was like, yeah, well, that's great for camera.
You don't have to go home with me.
What about my face?
But do you want
for the rest of the day?
Yeah. 100%. I just find it, I don't know, like, I'm probably a little bit... find it a bit too high maintenance, the whole, like, you know, the whole beardy revolution thing. But I just like to leave it a little bit unshaven.
Yeah, well, I'm not into that either. Jeremy, I'm not into like shaping my beard or my stubble or anything. I'm just like, you know, after a while, I'm too stubbly, I've got to shave it off. Mm. And that is it. It's like, there's no real fashion behind it. No. I just get irritated by facial hair in all its shapes and forms. And actually, thinking about it, it kind of brings us quite nicely into this week's No They Didn't, doesn't it? Because it's very very facial hair related.
Ah.
I mean, quite specifically.
This is great because I was actually at a barbecue on the weekend where a guy there was so excited showing everybody his beard wax.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I just don't get it. I really don't get the whole beardscaping.
Well, I think there's a lot of dudes now that they've grown their beard quite long, they're just constantly touching it. You know, like pregnant women, they're constantly stroking their bellies.
Not their beards, hopefully.
Not their beards.
No.
But
not that we don't judge.
Well, some of them. I mean, your hormones do go crazy when you get pregnant.
I know,
start
I
growing
do.
Hair in all sorts of crazy places.
I do.
But yeah, the beard guy is constantly stroking. Don't keep stroking your beard. Or like you say, with the beard wax, like twiddling the end, doing. There's too much respect for bearded men at the moment.
Have I got a feeling it's about to get a whole lot worse, isn't it?
It is going to get worse, it is.
No, oh no, oh no. Yo, 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 oh no, you didn't.
Of course, oh, they need. Oh, no, they didn't. What have people been doing this week to make us shake our heads?
Well, I'll tell you what, I actually discovered this phenomena earlier than I thought. I mean, I saw this news story, as you did, about the look for Christmas 2015. But I had actually seen this, probably not bizarrely, at Glastonbury. Not on a man, but I saw it advertised as something you could pay to do. Now, if you're wondering at home, listeners, what we're going on about here, it is... of course, the glitter beard. Now, this is, yeah, I mean, that size says it all, Hugh, really. This is a trend that's been popularized largely on Instagram, home of all things idiotic, with the hashtag glitter beard, of course, showing users showing off their beards covered in shit. I don't think these guys understand. Like, if you were a parent, you'd know that glitter is your natural enemy. It's like sand, and human waste.
Especially in a beard. Like, glitter is impossible to get out of anywhere. It's impossible.
It's insane.
I'm still finding glitter from a party I was at in New Year's Eve.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? And that these people are deliberately covering their entire beards
in
glitter.
What I'm telling you is the respect for beards has got so out of control now.
Yeah.
That these dudes feel like, yeah, why not? I'll just show off my beard, like, make it glitter all day and all night for the next 24 to 28 days.
Is it called a bejazzle?
Very possibly.
Like a bejazzle, but for your beard?
Very possibly.
I'm going with bejazzle.
I would back that because, you know, these guys, I don't know, they've gone too far for me.
Yeah.
They've gone way too far. And please, stick in there. If you've got your phone with you, while you're listening to us, you just get on Instagram, stick in hashtag glitterbeard, and just look at some of these fucking waste men. Please.
I think it's not even like for like charity or something.
No,
like,
you know, it's like, not like this is a month where
November,
you do
people
it.
Go
yeah,
crazy.
You're
like, we're going to grow some handlebars. There's, this is just
you
like
know, save some guy's testicle. Is that no? It's not
nothing.
Even that. It's literally just look at my fuck. Look at me and my fucking beard. Wow. Look at me.
Oh god.
So you know, I mean, obviously we're taking the high horse here. Hugh and I are both men of a certain age who have probably taken some less than clever fashion choices in the past, I think it's fair to say.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting on a high horse about this because I don't think either of us have ever stuffed our beards with shit.
But not deliberately.
It does
anyway,
beg the question. Sure. I mean, what is the stupidest fad that you've ever fallen victim to?
Mm.
I think mine was... I mean, I've had a few. There's no question.
Definitely.
The t-shirts that change colour.
Oh,
hyper colour.
Yeah.
Early 90s.
Did you make your own? I used to make my own. I mean, not that I was into that.
I didn't make my own. I never knew how to do that. But I did make tie-dye ones.
Yeah.
But that's not quite the same thing, is it?
Oh, I mean, yeah, of course.
That just is what it is. You're thinking of tie-dye, aren't you?
I was. Yeah. Too excited there.
Yeah, basically...
Don't talk about tie-dye again.
You know, like, the way that it's acceptable to dress if you're a hip-hop fan now is, like, it's crazy. You can wear, like, you know, Muppet feet and tight pink trousers and all this crazy stuff, little string vests, nipples showing and all sorts, right? Nose piercings. There was another time in hip-hop, in the very early 90s, where, at least over here, where I don't know if it kind of mixed with the rave scene a little bit, but all of a sudden we were all wearing outlandish shit.
Yeah.
I was wearing long sleeve t-shirts with hoods and drawstrings that weren't even drawstrings. They were just like two ropes sewn on. They didn't have any function.
Yeah.
You know? And the whole shirt was like just a multicolored vomitization of it. Just a horror show. I had that. I had also had these jeans that were called Blammies. They were like two tones.
Mm.
Really baggy. And then, like, the back side of them would be, like, all red. And then the front would be blue. And then there'd be, like, red ankles. Just a total horror show as well. And then the hair, obviously, you know, went through various bad hairstyles. Had the X-Clan little dreads. I had the chin-length dreads with beads in them.
Yeah.
The leather Africa pendant. I think it's because I was mixed race. I just couldn't decide. One week I'd be like Uber Black.
Yeah.
Next week I'd be like Pearl Jam, Nirvana out, bro. Like DMs, black leather jacket.
Yep.
Yeah, I swung both ways when it came to fashion.
Yeah, oh,
in
man,
the early
I was the
90s.
Same.
I was a sucker.
I used to go through a lot of fads, like especially in you know, like, because I surf, so I was spending a bit of time down in surf towns and stuff like that. It really came into fashion sort of early 2000s of basically people dressing, like, just purely from charity shops, but, like, literally dressing like derelict.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like dressing like homeless people. Mm. And I just so got into it, you know. I really, really got into it for about 6 months until I think it might have been someone in my life pulled me up, and anyway, and they were like, yeah, you're taking it too far, mate. If people actually are giving you change on the street, like that change should be going to
and
people that deserve
bonus,
it.
Right,
yeah,
bonus.
I was.
Yeah, what's that place called? It begins with a B, something Bay. Real skater town.
Byron Bay.
Byron Bay, is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah, I used to live up there.
Yes.
It's nice to go through all stuff like that. But you know, when you ask me what kind of fads have I been into, I've got a really, really bad one to admit too that was not even clothing related.
Go on.
But a life fad that I went through in my mid-20s, which is even worse to say. Mm. I have been owning up to a few terrible TV shows that I watched in my time.
Mm-hmm.
But I jumped on the bandwagon because of where I was working at the time. I was working in an office and there was probably 70-30 mix of girls over guys.
Okay.
So there was a lot of conversation, a lot of stuff going on. Big office, 20-25 people, something like that. Everyone was into 90210. Not 90210, sorry, the OC.
Oh, that's even worse.
The OC.
Jeez.
And I jumped on board to that, and I was like, there was like this whole OC craze was going on during like early 2000s.
Oh dear.
Really, really bad. I know, I've made some wild decisions in my life. I really, really. the only purpose I can think of them is they can come back now, and I can look back, and they can be stories of horror.
Yeah,
and terror.
And the more distance you create between you and
everyone
the
horror, else,
you can laugh, you know.
Yeah,
you can laugh, but at the time, you take that shit serious.
Yeah, 100%.
I briefly collected Hoovers. You know, what did you know about that?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Well, is that a fad or is that just a life?
That was literally just me being a weirdo. I was a weird kid.
Yeah, what kid collects Hoovers?
I was a weird kid. I had a lot of issues. A lot of issues.
All right.
So there we go. I mean, what have you guys done, man?
That's
what we want to know. Jesus, these guys are really het up about the glitter beard thing. I can see that.
Well, tweet us through. You can tweet at Fubar Radio.
Yeah, we
email.
Haven't even given out the email address.
HD,
they're just already on it.
hd@fubarradio.com. Tweet us. We want to know what stupid fads have you been caught up in.
Yeah, Ron in the Oval is currently going through one. He says he actually covers his ball bags in glitter.
Oh, does he? That's a new one. Has he started that one, maybe?
He says, if you just turn off the lights and I can spin them around like a fleshy disco ball.
A fleshy disco ball.
Thanks for those details, Ron. I don't know if he's realised if it's a play on words or not that he's put Ron Oval, considering he's talking about his eggs. But I think he's genuinely from the Oval.
He might
Fair
be.
Play, Ron.
He might be.
Hey guys, says Ian, clearly a long time listener. He said, does it just have to be the beard? What about pubic hair, toe hair?
Oh, you can do anything you want.
I think, Ian, is that once you start fucking with glitter, it gets everywhere. You don't even worry about your toe hair.
You
take off your shoes, and you haven't even taken off your shoes since from before you put the glitter on your beard.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, when you take off your shoes, there'll be glitter on your toes.
Glitter can be a curse, my friend. It can also be a blessing. Have you heard
In
of Dookie?
Respect?
Have you heard of Dookie glitter?
Is that to do with poos?
It's like to $200, $250 US, right? And it's gold flakes in a little tablet that you swallow, and they make your Dookie sparkle, baby. How about that?
But who are you showing your poo off to?
Mate, if it's covered in gold, anyone you want.
That's fucking wrong.
I'm going to go to a song right now. Get your tweets in and your emails, and we'll get all your fad stories up very, very soon.
Yes, please.
On FUBAR for the Tuesday
Thanks,
Roundup.
Guys.
Thanks, guys. Freedom, I don't meet him. Where's your freedom? This one needs a brand new freedom. Weed and the key. Weed and the key them to life. Let's beat them. Weed them smartphones, don't beat them. Work,
say when I'm with them. We solid and we don't need to kick them. This is North, South, East and Western. Yeah, guns close doors to the system. Yeah, fuck them when we say when I'm with them. We solid and we don't need to kick them. This is North, South, East and Western.
That's MIA featuring Doc Brown. Borders, the name of that one. Hey. On FUBAR, it's the Tuesday Roundup. Woo. If you've ever wondered how stressful it can be running a UK naturist nudist society and that being overrun with too many people, Andrew Welch, he is a spokesperson for said naturism community. He's going to join us in around about 20 minutes and let us know some of the difficulties that's going on. But right now we're talking about fads, crazy fads you've been caught up in.
Yes, and there have been many. And thanks for all your emails on this as well, actually. We won't return to the ball bag related one. Thanks, Ron.
Well, again. What I liked about Ron's is that obviously, you know, the story here is for some reason there's a new fad where guys cover their beards in glitter.
Yeah.
Now, he wants to cover everything in glitter.
Yes.
Everything, every part of his body that has hair on it. I kind of think that'd look all right. He'd get booked to go to festivals. He would.
Yeah.
Just run around in knickers with these, with every all his hair covered in glitter.
I just think it's a lot of future mess for one moment of hilarity and fun, if you can call it that. Bridget in Greenwich is quite embarrassed for her emo phase that she went through.
Yeah, that's a big one.
She wore way too much eyeliner and wore anything that had skulls on it.
Yeah.
Anything. Emo's kind of dying out a little bit, you think?
I've seen a bit of a resurgence lately, but I don't know if it ever really leaves London, does it? Like, it always seems to be a bit, you know, like an emo, like a young, unsure punk. Kind of goes a bit emo. That's what they kind of make me think of.
Maybe
I'm not quite sure.
Maybe they're having a resurgence somewhere outside of the sea.
It's almost like they're really anti-establishment. They're really anarchy, but they kind of really like the movie Scream as well. So they're kind of caught in two worlds.
If you're still an emo and you don't know why, please give us a shout.
In fact, call me directly. I'd really 07-9390. I want to hear.
David in Croydon just wants to know when will the hipster fad die? I don't think that will die because hipsters regenerate, you know.
Yeah, that's
they're
right.
Like they're like mugwais. You know, they just keep coming.
Well, you don't want to water them.
Mm.
Yeah, that's exactly like hipsters.
Well, why did the hipster burn his mouth on the coffee?
On the coffee, why?
Yeah, because he sipped it before it was cool.
See that? It's true. Like, it's funny and it's informative. How can you disagree with it? You can't.
A couple of rap suggestions coming in. Appreciate that, guys. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Keep them coming. Otherwise, there won't be a rap about anything at all. Literally.
I know. That'd be sad.
But also stay tuned for 5 to 6 because who knows what might go down.
Mm.
I'm trying to think of other shit that I did. There's so many things.
Yeah.
It's hard to put... You know, those really embarrassing ones are the ones where you jump in at the end of the bandwagon.
I know, yeah.
And then you can only really do it for like a couple of weeks and you're like, oh.
I hated that because I was like, exactly that happened to me with yo-yos. Back in the day, do you know what it was? I just could not. I was living just with me and my mum at that point, and we just could not afford to get a decent yo-yo. A decent yo-yo was like $20, $35, $20, $25.
You
had
a weighty one, don't you?
I had a really crappy, like $2 one that I was too embarrassed to take out of school.
Mm.
So by the time I finally got my yo-yo, went down to everyone on the oval, woo, and like the next day they were like, "Yeah, we're into marbles again."
Kind of last year, dude.
I was really upset, actually. I think I've still got that yo-yo somewhere. And every now and then,
wow. We used to play football with I don't know what you call them. They were made by Ariel or Persil, the clothes washing people. So you'd nick them off your mum. They're like these balls that you'd put the powder in, and then you'd put that in the washing machine.
Oh, okay,
They were relatively big, like somewhere in between a tennis ball and maybe a netball.
You would have all had very clean shoes.
Yeah, we'd boot that around for hours, mate. Hours. Until eventually, I don't know, it must have been the end of that summer where someone just went, "What the fuck are you guys doing?" Like a bigger boy, you know, and you're like,
nothing, man. I just found this. Just saw it on the street and just booted it.
Look, bash him. Get him. He's asking too many questions. Get him.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
So if you got anything you're still embarrassed about, you know, you can share it with us. Don't be afraid. You know, we won't take the piss out of what we might do. But, you know, it's over now. You've moved on. Do you ever wonder that, like... Now that you've moved out of this fad and you're sort of dressing normally, do you ever worry that, like, shit, maybe all of this is going to look dumb in 10 years' time? Because you remember, like, in the 80s, everybody was dressing and wearing their hair in a way that they thought was, like, a normal mainstream fashion.
Yeah.
But now we look back on it and we're like, dude, everyone looked like an idiot. Everyone.
Like a lot of mullets.
Everybody looks ridiculous. But we thought we were doing the right thing. So maybe your fad isn't even over.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Maybe
definitely.
You're in the middle of one right now and you just you don't know because you're surrounded by people who look as fucking stupid as you.
Well, what about fads that are not even like mainstream fads, but fads just in your inner circle? Like when I was really young, really, really young, again, just me and my mum living together, she used to have friends over that would all sew and do stuff and hang out and do all their thing. They were mums.
Yeah.
I think they used to get, sorry if my mum's listening, they used to get stoned and so for them it was fun. They were all hippies and they used to sew.
Yeah.
So I used to watch this when I was a kid, and I used to be like, "Yeah, because you know, I was one of those kids where I'd be like, oh, you know, I'd get given a toy and I'd take it apart and go, oh, I want to know how it works, and I don't know how to put it back together, so I'd throw it away." But I was always very curious about things. So I got really, really heavily into sewing when I was younger.
Wow.
I was just sewing a jacket for a friend
today. How old?
It reminded me I was probably about 6 or 7.
Jeez, that's impressive.
And I got this flashback literally this morning, helping a friend was like, "Oh, I ripped my parka," and I was like, "Oh, I can fix that."
Is there a seamstress in the house?
I fixed it.
Step aside, guys.
I sewed it up for him, and I totally got caught up with my help. Because my mum, she goes through these fads too. She was into sewing for 3 months, and then was like, nah, next thing.
Do you still own a thimble?
I had to steal it out of my flatmate because she's a dressmaker for Alexander McQueen. So she's got heaps and heaps of stuff in her room. So I stole some stuff from her.
But
it reminded me that I kind of got I kind of stopped sewing when I was younger because I was kind of a little. I got shamed. Basically, I got caught by my mum and my sister, and I basically had been ripping tea towels and towels.
And
cutting them
back
and sewing them back together.
Wow.
Because I just wanted to be down with my mum's sewing gang. Isn't that every 6-year-old kid's dream?
Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah, and the boys at school, they're not going to understand that.
They're not going to understand.
They're not going to get it.
Not.
It's a shame, man.
It's a really lonely childhood.
So on the subject of weird fads, Michael in Dagenham
says,
weird. Do you remember, do you remember years ago it was cool to have things pierced? I got my cheek and tongue pierced. He's actually written pissed, but I'm pretty sure he means pierced. And I look like a right dick now that I look back at those photos. I was told a tongue piercing meant it was extra pleasure for the ladies when I went downstairs. Everyone I tried it on just told me they were in pain.
Yeah.
When I took it out, I had a lisp for 6 months. Michael in Dagenham.
And a whole list of angry exes.
Doesn't even sign off after that. He's just, the disgust of himself is palpable. Thanks for that, Michael. And thanks for your honesty as well.
Yeah, it was.
Piercings. Yeah, I've never really partaken.
Never liked the idea of it.
Mm.
Nah, earrings. Never did it.
Yeah. And then there's always that sort of urban myth as well about, oh yeah, but wait till you try oral sex. But you know, dude,
yeah,
oral sex is just gonna feel okay, I reckon, yeah, without it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you missed the news. I know you have been away in your movie bubble.
I have, yeah,
for the last few weeks. But apparently now the next thing on the list to give you cancer is oral sex.
Oh no, I did see this because producing that the story had filtered from the show whenever, yeah, you talked about it, and she sent me the email link to the story.
Yep.
And I was like, for fuck's sake, every day
something else
is going to give you cancer. And a lot of the time it's the thing that yesterday sold cancer.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm calling bullshit on that.
I'm definitely calling bullshit. I'm really hoping to.
Louise in Bedford takes it a step further, or perhaps brings it back a step. Saying, remember when people used to wear toe rings?
Mm.
Remember that?
Yeah,
she
I do.
Actually
that
had
was, that's
one.
A, that's a, isn't that, again, that's like a late 90s, kind of,
yeah,
early 2000 thing. Yeah.
Louise in Bedford had one on every toe. That's too much.
Shit.
That's too much, isn't it?
Yeah, but she only had three toes. Though.
Just clacking away.
Read the rest of the email.
Clacking away.
You didn't read the bottom part there. I've only got three toes. So that's fine.
And one on every toe. Thanks, Louise. Sam in East Ham. Boom. Global Hypercolor T-shirts. We did reference that, Sam.
That was the first one out the
gate. And we do remember them. And we're sure you must be similar age to us. We do remember them. He says, yeah, what a great idea to see where you sweat. And that was the thing.
Yeah.
You can see exactly your sweatiest points, you know. Mm. You're like one of those home and away like extras running along the beach with the, you know, the big, huge... Because it accentuated your sweat, if anything.
Well, that's why the underpants went straight to fetish.
Mm.
They didn't even come back. They didn't come out of cinema. They went straight to fetish.
Yeah, for me, it was the belly. That was the most embarrassing thing. It was the belly sweat. So you just see this sort of huge hot patch on my belly.
Yeah.
So this is who's this helping?
Well,
what problems are these? Is this solving?
Doc, I was a fat kid, so I used to have boob sweat. All right, can you imagine my hypercolor T-shirt with boob sweat?
Did you have like the little cheesy bits underneath your boobs?
Yeah, there might have been some little smiley faces, cyclops smiley faces hanging
grim
out.
Grim. Thanks, guys.
You can keep your tweets coming through at FUBAR Radio.
Keep
email
coming, yo.
hd@fubarradio.com.
Please do, or tweet us, FUBAR Radio.
Keep your tweets in. We want to know what stupid fads have you been into. And coming up very, very soon, we've got Andrew Welch, the spokesperson for British Naturism, the nudist society. They've been overrun with too many nudes. We're going to find out exactly what's going on, how we can help, maybe. Maybe we need to go there fully clothed. Maybe that'll get them on board.
No, it would be unfair, I think.
That probably would be a little unfair. Mm. Anyway, it's not too far away. Right here on FUBAR, the Tuesday Roundup. This is fun to say. That was Tandi Ambibiqui. Is that right? I don't know.
Whose song selection was that? Seriously,
I don't know. It wasn't mine. It was. I liked it. That was right. That was. It was called Speedline Miracle Masterpiece. That's featuring Sal P and Sinkane, and that was Tandi Ambibiqui on Fubar Tuesday Roundup. But we're Doc Brown, Hugh Joseph.
Okay.
Hey, we've had a few tweets coming in for rap about anything.
We have, yeah. Thanks, guys. What have we got here? We got Neil in Epsom said, could you do a cheeky little rap about why the ladies aren't digging my Old Spice in Epsom?
Ooh.
Scent of a real man, he says. thanks, Neil. Maybe. Listen, you're on the shortlist, mate. You're there. You're there. You're on the shortlist. We'll see what else we get through. Charlie would like to take the nudist theme a step further. Charlie in Finchley says, would you write me a rap about freeing the nip-nip?
Oh, that's a good
freeing one. Freeing the nip-nip. I like
Vaseline
that, Charlie.
Vaseline under cotton, that sort of thing.
If you want to hear me rap about freeing nip-nips or Old Spice, then don't send me any more suggestions for rap about anything. But if you think you can outdo Charlie and the Charlies and the Neils of this world, then get in touch. HD@fubarradio.com. Hit us up in the studio on the email or tweet me directly, DocBrown88 on the old Twitter. Or at Fubar Radio on Twitter.
Bang.
Get your suggestions in, guys. Otherwise, you'll have a rap about nothing. How do you feel about that on my one day back?
I think we'd all be a bit sad about that.
Yeah, you'd only have yourselves to blame. Take a long, hard look at yourselves.
I don't know exactly how I'd feel. I reckon I'd probably be first things first. What's happened to my life?
Yeah.
Doc's rapped about nothing.
You know?
What's happened to Doc's life? What's happened to our listeners?
Frankie, you've let yourself down, Hugh.
What's happened to this sad violin?
You've let me down. You've let the station down. You've let your family down.
All right, let's get a song on their posy vibes. Woo. No, here's Pete and the Pirates. Actually, we were talking about fads earlier. I went through a pirate phase for a while where I used to have a ute. And I put a pirate flag
on the
back.
That's an Australian car, by the way, guys.
Yeah, it's like a, yeah, it is. It is.
I learned that from Neighbours.
There you go. Bang. See, Neighbours teaches us something every day.
It does.
Hey, up next, I'm really looking forward to this. We're going to be chatting to Andrew Welch, spokesman for the British Naturism Society. It's a nudist colony, and they're getting overrun with too many nudes. We need to cull a few nudies. This is good. It's just like when you have, you know, what is it, some sort of rodent infestation or something like that? You need to cull a few? Is that what happens?
Yes. Yes, a cull. Yes.
It's the same thing. Exactly the same thing, but for nude people. It's coming up next on Fubar.
My breath comes out like steam. I got up in such a hurry. I'm still stuck inside my dream. I can hide behind sunglasses. It's not as bad as it seems. Sell a car, just rob a bank or a corner shop. You'll get some excitement in the papers, in the car, in the car. They'll feed you in prison, and they'll paint your portraits in the doors. And you can run away. Run away.
She doesn't belong to me. Pete and the Pirates on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup. Doc Brown.
What up?
Hugh Joseph with you. Mm-hmm. And we're very, very short. We're just having a little bit of trouble getting hold of Andrew Welch, spokesperson for the British Naturism Society. But he's not far away. So in the meantime, Doc, you have been away for a few weeks now.
I have.
You have. So to get you up to speed with things.
Yeah, what's been happening? What have I missed?
Well, I thought we might need to do a pop quiz.
Oh, yeah?
How do you feel about doing a pop quiz?
Yeah, I love a quiz.
Yeah?
I love a quiz.
Do you really? Do you know that I do quizzes? Monthly quiz. There's one tomorrow night, actually.
Oh, yeah?
At our friend's place, Drink Shop
Down at Drink Shop and Do. Cali Road. Yeah, yeah.
Whoa. What are you doing?
Sorry.
Doc, you can't do that.
The problem is I'm on Twitter, like, checking to see if people have got suggestions for rap about anything.
Don't do that.
And you know what's happened now with Twitter and Instagram? You know when someone posts a video and you scroll past it, if you pause for a second, it just plays itself.
I know, yeah, that's really annoying.
I find that it's a bit like an assault.
Well, they do that that's on Facebook thing as well, isn't it?
I'm not on Facebook, so I wouldn't know. But I will choose if I want to play the video or not. Yeah, I can see it's a video, I'll press play when I want to see it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, apologies for that little audio eruption there, guys. No, there won't be any more eruptions.
Not good. No sexual eruptions, Snoop Dogg, Snoop Lion.
So what you got for me?
Well, I want to do a bit of a quiz because I know that you'll love this type of stuff because this is to do with sexual meanings. There's certain sexual meanings that apparently a lot of people find hard to guess. So I thought, of all people... Yeah. Filthy, filthy mouths. Filthy, filthy minds. You're going to be perfect at this, mate.
Man of the world.
Alrighty, so here we go.
Okay.
Question number one. You've got to try to guess the meaning, alright? I'd say it's a multiple choice as well. It's going to give you multiple choice.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay, that first one easier. Is the sexual phrase is bashing the bishop. Alright? Okay. Does that mean A, sexual intercourse?
No.
B, BDSM?
No.
C, masturbation?
Well, I can tell you, Hugh, from a massive amount of experience, it's C, masturbation.
Really? Okay. Put that down. Or D, beating up a bishop. No, there was no D. There was no D. All right. Number two, sexual phrase. What does it mean, Doc Brown, to put the cake in the oven? Does it mean A, sexual intercourse? B, to conceive? C, anal sex? To put the cake in the oven.
I mean, that's a weird one, isn't it? Because
is it?
Well, yeah, because the classic phrase of having a bun in the oven means that you're pregnant.
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't put a cake in there. You'd put some, like, I don't know, some yeast. Actually, maybe not yeast.
Yeah, but, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? The ingredients to make a cake.
We've just found out a little bit too much about about time. That's all right. It's good to get to know you, buddy. It's good to get to know you.
Yeah, I'll go for conception, immaculate conception.
Okay, to conceive. All right, Doc has gone for. Here we go. All righty, number three. Okay, what does the sexual phrase mean? To park the bus. Does it mean to have sex doggy style? Does it mean just straight sexual intercourse? Or does it mean to have sex in a bus? Hopefully three. What do you think?
To park the bus?
Yeah.
I think it's got to be number one.
To have sex doggy style.
Doggy style. You know? Like, yeah. I mean, once a woman bends over, that's sort of the widest part of her. That's as wide as she can make herself.
Do you know?
And having the bus parked suggests width.
Right, because, you know, I was going to say, you know, it's park the bus, not park the bike. So if it was park the bike, definitely doggy style. Because you can't actually park a bike in between butt cheeks.
No, that's true.
That is true. But it's a bus.
Yeah, and parallel parking a bus must be a bitch, actually.
Terrible.
I mean, there's anything that could kill my erection quicker than
nothing.
Trying to get full lock on a bus, trying to squeeze it in between a Golf and a Nissan.
Yeah, that ain't jiggy. Yeah, that definitely ain't jiggy. okay, here we go. Number four. What does the sexual phrase "ride the flagpole" mean? Does that mean to have sex in the reverse cowgirl position?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean heterosexual sexual intercourse? There's a lot in there, sexuals. Or does it mean to have sex on a flagpole? Again, hopefully C.
Just literal.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for A.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Putting this down.
Yeah.
Number A, have sex in the cowgirl position. And here you go. Number five is, what does the sexual phrase "work has been completed"? What does that mean? Does that mean to finish? Does that mean B, oral sex? Or does that mean C, sexual intercourse, past tense? Work has been completed.
Well, I will go for C. see. I think job's been done, job's a good one, and there's nothing more romantic than once you've come, just to turn to your partner, whether they've come or not, and say, work has been completed.
Yeah, no, people love that, don't they?
Cheerio.
You are a smooth talker, mate. Have you actually done that? I really hope you have.
No, I always pretend I've got more in the tank.
Yeah, you always do. Yeah, work is definitely not over. I swear, babe. I know, it's just temporarily on hold. Okay, what does this sexual phrase mean? Rooting. Does rooting mean sex, sexual intercourse, to pull someone's hair during sex, to have sex on the grass? Those are the three options.
Well, personally, I would say just straight up sexual intercourse. Quite a coarse way of describing getting in there.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It sounds like, two people just, whoa, quick, we've only got 30 seconds.
Root me.
Root the crap out of me. Root the crap out of me? No, maybe that's not. Maybe
that's something else.
So we're going with, what are you going with that one?
Yeah.
Sexual intercourse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. We've only got a couple left now. Here we go. What does the sexual phrase mean, Netflix and chill? Does it mean to have sex whilst calling them bae? Or does it mean to have sex whilst watching Orange is the New Black? Or does it just mean straight up sex? Just sexual intercourse?
Well, I mean, as far as I understand it, it's just a way of... it's just an excuse to have someone over for sex. Whether Netflix is watched at any time,
yeah.
I think is moot.
Yeah.
It's frankly moot.
It's moot.
I don't want any more moot shit in this quiz.
Well, I got asked out on a date. This is going back some time now. I got asked out on a date to, hey, do you want to come watch a movie?
Mm.
I was like, yeah. Got over there. It's like, what did you pick? What? I was like, what movie did you pick? Movie.
Come
I was
on,
like,
man.
Oh, I really missed all I really missed all of that.
More like mooty.
Mooty!
That's a mooty point. All right, get your kegs off.
So what are you going with? What are you going for with that one?
Again, just straight up sexual intercourse.
Okay.
Netflix is it's a smokescreen.
Smokescreen, it is. Yeah. It definitely is. All right, here we go. We've got two more. Sexual phrases, what do they mean, Doc Brown? To blow air with the bellows. To blow air with the bellows. Does that mean to have sex with a blow-up doll? Sexual intercourse, or does it mean to give someone a blowjob? To blow air with the bellows.
With the bellows.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's weird.
TikTok. What do you think? How do you feel?
I'll go for a good old-fashioned blowy, I reckon.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, good for you, mate. Just give everyone cancer while you're at an arsehole. All right, last one. Here we go. The sexual phrase, what does it mean to scrub one's carrot? I love scrub one's carrot, by the way.
Oh, dear.
That is a really good one. Does that mean to masturbate, to have sex in the bath or the shower, or to prepare your Sunday dinner while having sex? To scrub one's carrot. A, masturbation.
But did you say prepare your Sunday dinner whilst having sex?
Yeah, well, B is to have sex in the bath or the shower. C, to prepare your Sunday dinner while having sex. You scrubbed the wrong carrot!
I just don't see how C is possible. I don't see how C is possible.
Mm.
You can't bring in carving knives and those big forks and all that stuff.
Well,
and like basting the turkey, basting the chicken, whatever bird you're eating.
Yeah.
You just can't be playing with hot fat.
No.
In that moment. So I would have to go for B.
Not very adventurous in the kitchen, are you, Doc?
Oh, no, I like to get adventurous in the kitchen. Sure. I just like to separate it from food and sharpen the utensils.
Yeah, that's probably a smart move.
Call me a maverick.
All right, here we go. This is the last one. Sexual phrases. What does this mean? To pet one's monkey. To pet one's monkey.
Well, this can only be...
Does this mean, mate, to use a sex toy? A, B, masturbation. Mm-hmm. C, a romantic handjob.
Oh, now, see, that's throwing it wide open.
Quite often known as a good old-fashioned.
That's throwing it wide open because obviously spanking the monkey is the famous phrase. I've never heard pet the monkey.
Pet the monkey.
Which sounds a little more gentle and perhaps provided by someone else. But the fact that you said pet one's monkey suggests onanism.
Well, because what did you say it's called to, what's the monkey one that you said?
Spanking the monkey.
Spanking the monkey. Because it sounds aggressive, like choking the chicken, that kind of thing. It's like, whoa.
Bash the bishop.
Bash the bishop. Mm. You know what I mean? That sort of thing. But to pet it, just give it a little tap, you know?
It's gentle.
Just over the jeans. You don't have to take it out. Just tap it over the
dry
jeans.
Hump.
Just a little.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll go for
for an old fashioned too.
A good old fashioned. Mm, all right. Okay. Here we go. Let's we'll go to a quick song and then we'll tally up and see how Doc went.
Thank you.
Out of 10 for his sexual meanings test. Is he a deviant or is he not? We're going to find out very, very soon. And we'll have Andrew Welch, spokesperson for the British Naturism Society, is going to join us very soon as well. His TV on the radio will do on FUBAR. Up, Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph with you, and now it is definitely time to find out how Doc went.
Oh my god.
On his sexual meanings test. Doesn't mean anything to you, sexualness, Doc, does it?
It means everything to me.
It does. I like these. These are some great phrases here. Apparently common. We'd never really heard many of them at all. So being testing Doc, the first one, how did it go? Out of 10, bashing the bishop. What does it mean? Sexual intercourse, BDSM, or masturbation? Doc, you chose C, masturbation, and you were, ding, correct. Doc
hey,
Brown.
Listen, one if down. There's any subject I know about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. Number two.
As Woody Allen once said, don't knock masturbation as sex with someone I love.
I like that. Number two was to put the cake in the oven. What does it mean? A, sexual intercourse. B, to conceive. Or C, anal sex. Doc, you went with B, to conceive?
Mm-hmm.
It's just straight up sex. Sorry, buddy. Oh, one down. Sorry, one out of two. Third one was to park the bus. What does that mean? Options were A, have sex doggy style, C, just straight sexual intercourse, or C, to have sex in a bus. I was hoping it was C, but it was actually sexual intercourse. Sorry, Doc. You got that one wrong as well.
You could just say anything for sex. Oh,
sorry. Yeah, you really could. Yeah.
I really opened the Kindle.
Yeah, you really can say anything at all. Hey, to throw the thong, what does that mean? Sex? I don't know. To punch a bin? Oh, I don't know. All right, the fourth one was riding the flagpole. What does that mean? Options were A, have sex in the reverse cowgirl position, B, heterosexual sex, C, to have sex on a flagpole. You said have sex in reverse cowgirl position. It was just straight heterosexual sex. Sorry, Doc.
It's the answer to all of these.
Yeah, no, it has been, actually.
Straight heterosexual sex.
Boring. Fifth one was work has been completed. What does that mean? A, to finish, B, oral sex, C, sexual intercourse. You said sexual intercourse. Bang, you were right.
Of course, because that's what they all just said that for everything.
Yeah, no, you think you did for the rest.
Bullets, this.
Six, rooting, what does that mean? A, sexual intercourse. B, to pull someone's hair during sex. C, to have sex on the grass.
Was it sexual intercourse, Chris?
It was. It was, actually. Here we go. Netflix and chill. What does that mean? A, to have sex whilst calling them bae, hopefully. B, have sex while watching Orange is the New Black. Or C, sexual intercourse. Doc said sexual intercourse. What do you think?
It was sexual.
Of course it was.
Sexual.
All right. Eight was
to cause something. That's the answer to everything.
Eight was to blow air with the bellows. What does that mean? A, have sex with a blow-up doll. B, sexual intercourse. C, give someone a blowjob. Doc Brown, you went for to give someone a blowjob. Of course, it was definitely sexual intercourse, as they all were. Number nine, to scrub one's Karen. What
Worst
does it mean?
Test
A,
ever.
Masturbation. B, have sex in the bath shower. C, prepare your Sunday dinner whilst having sex. You said have sex in the bath shower. It was B, masturbation. That's to scrub one's carrot. And the last one, what does to pet one's monkey mean? Does it mean use a sex toy? B, masturbation. C, romantic handjob. You said romantic handjob. We all wanted it to be romantic handjob. It was not. Doc Brown, you got 4 out of 10.
That's terrible.
No.
But I'm still a great lover, guys. I just don't have the words.
We've been waiting for this. Very, very excited.
Nearly the actions.
Absolutely brilliant. We're joined now by Andrew Welch. He's the spokesperson for the British Naturism Society. It's a nudist colony. They've got some problems. Andrew Welch, welcome to the Tuesday Roundup. We're here to help. How are you, sir?
Very nice to talk to you, Hugh. Listen, I've got to correct you on quite a bit of that. We are not a nudist colony.
Damn it.
It's an organisation called British Naturism. We are the national organisation for naturists in this country, and one of our events is seeking a venue. We've outgrown the place where we are, okay?
Right,
do
okay.
Your research, Hugh.
Well, I'm looking at the research that I've got, and it says that it sounded like there was a bit of a problem, like there was too many people trying to join.
Yes, that's right. Well, this is just, let's just be clear, this is one event. There are many, many naturist places around the UK with many thousands, millions of people enjoying themselves at them every weekend, and particularly during the summer, not so much in November, although there are indoor
shrinkage
facilities.
What do you know about
but
shrinkage?
We have a summer camping event down in Cornwall, and yes, it's become so popular that we need to find a bigger place. So these are people from all over the country, from all walks of life, all ages, all races, all creeds, all colours, who converge on Cornwall for a week of activities in a naturist setting. In other words, no clothes needed all week, but we now need to find a new venue, and that's principally why you're talking to me, because we put out a press release, and here you are, guys.
Brilliant. Are you where are you right now? What are you wearing right now?
Do you know? If I had a pound for every time I get asked that. It's November, my friend. What do you think I'm wearing?
I don't know. Where are you? Where are you right now? Where are we talking to you from?
You could definitely be a Geordie. We don't know that for sure.
I could. That's right. I'm sure I don't sound like one. I'm in Buckinghamshire, just west of London. I work from my home office, so whilst it would be perfectly possible not to have any clothes on, I'm afraid I've just cranked the heating up, so I'm
nice.
Not fully dressed today. But, it's an interesting thing, because I think people think there is a certain eccentricity about it, that, you know, naturists just don't like clothes at all. I mean, that's just not true. It's about comfort, you know. Sometimes clothes are completely appropriate and very nice. You know, I like putting on a suit when I go to a job interview, and I wear a black tie when I go to a funeral, but sometimes, particularly on hot days in the summer, I just choose not to wear anything. It's a nice way to be.
And do you prefer the suit or the birthday suit up against the other?
I think the birthday suit would have to win every time, wouldn't it? But nice to have variety in your life.
There's two questions I wanted to ask. I'll save the second one. The first one is, I think the probably other perhaps misconception is that it's, you know, solely a sexual thing. And can you tell us a little bit about just the other side of it? Because obviously it is nice to see people who look attractive naked and whatnot, but this is kind of separate from that, isn't it? This is not about ogling people. It's about, like you say, comfort. But what's the main sort of benefit, would you say, from being in a large group of people all doing the same thing?
Well, I suppose like any community, when you share that activity with like-minded people, it makes it better, doesn't it? Much nicer, whatever you two guys do in your private life. How long have we got for you to tell me? You know, when you're doing it with people that understand what that activity is, it's much nicer. I'm sure the two of you have a good time with your presenting the show, because it's the two of you and you bounce off each other and it's good fun. So, you know, the main thing to bear in mind is people say to me, don't people look better with their clothes on? And they could be right. I'm sure loads of people do look better with their clothes on. But that's not the point. The point is the sensation that you get for yourselves. Now, have you two been skinny dipping? Be honest with me.
I have. I've been skinny dipping. I was even saying to Doc earlier in the show as well, is that my parents, when I was younger, they were very hippie-esque. So they used to take me to a lot of, like, you know, festivals and things, and there'd be nude people running around everywhere. And, you know, so I kind of grew up around that. And I think even, like, some of my friends that were, you know, people that I've known in my life that have been more comfortable being nude have just been around it. Bit, you know, not being told to shame themselves because of their bodies. Don't be ashamed of it.
I got my bum out on a train once, but I don't think that really counts.
So you've not been you've not skinny dipped?
No, I haven't. I'd be interested to do it though.
That's right.
I mean, there's a lot of taboos. You know, you're clearly from outside of these shores, Hugh, aren't you originally? In the UK, there is a taboo. There is a Victorian attitude still towards the human body. You know, I'm very lucky to a certain extent that there is, because otherwise, why would you be interested in my story?
True.
But you are, because it involves new people.
That kind of leads me on to my second question, actually, Andrew, which is, what are the? I genuinely don't know. What are the legalities around this? I mean, what is it totally legal to have a group of people just sort of wandering around? Do you have to apply for a license? How does it work?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Shit, didn't bring a pen, got no pockets on me, that sort of thing.
That's right. Borrow one off a friend. The situation is complicated, but the basic fact, and first of all, just in case anybody gets the wrong idea, I'm not a lawyer. Our organisation is not a law company, so it's always something that you have to keep an eye on. But there is no law that says in any circumstance what you can or can't wear, right? Okay, right. That's a fundamental fact. So if I chose now to take my clothes off and walk down the street, I'm not committing any kind of crime unless it could be proved. And this is the important thing, and the onus is on the person who's criticizing me, prove that I did it, I took my clothes off, entirely because I wanted to cause alarm and distress, right? And what that really was about 10 years ago when that legislation came in was to stop people flashing. You know, to get a sexual gratification and upsetting somebody by showing them their bits when they didn't want to see those bits, all right? If you are taking your clothes off simply for the sensation of the breeze on your skin, the sun on your skin, the water over your whole body, which is a lovely, lovely way to be. We've forgotten how to be human beings, really. It's a lovely way to be. If all you're doing is that, there is no crime being committed. Now, unfortunately, because we still have these taboos, this stigma, these Victorian values, lots of people seeing a naked person, and more likely a naked man than a naked woman. Naked women often get applauded and praised, you know, but naked men, something suspicious is going on, and the police are called, and the trouble is done, you know. Now, nobody ever gets convicted anymore. You know, they all understand that it's not a crime, unless you actually could be proved to be doing it because you wanted to upset someone, you know.
What
there's your situation.
I'm sure this is probably, again, another question you've been asked a few times. I haven't had a chance to talk to someone in the position like yourself. What happens if you are in a nudist colony and then somebody gets a bit excited?
Can we stop saying nudist colony?
So, how do you want me to refer to it?
It's not a colony. I mean, told you that. They're a naturist society.
Oh, I thought there was a colony where you had to get sent on a little boat that crosses a channel and there's big high walls.
That's the point, yeah.
It's Cornish.
Exactly. Okay, I beg your pardon.
You're going back to your Antipodean roots now, aren't you?
I am.
Colonies are for lepers. You know, we are naturists, and I tell you should do a straw poll on Facebook or amongst your colleagues in the office, because you know you're talking to me and I'm the naturist. I'll bet you any money you like. Well, I better not say that on radio, had I? There are loads of people in your office that have done this and enjoyed this, and perhaps do it regularly. It's not quite so unusual as you think. Anyway, back to your question. It doesn't really happen. You know, when you think about the sort of people that are involved, if you go to the Nude Fest event, the average age is probably late 40s, mid 50s, that sort of time. You know, yes, of course you can find people attractive. You walk past a person at a bus stop and you think they're attractive. You don't immediately go over and start doing things to them, do you? So, you know...
Not immediately.
But eventually, a couple lines.
The environment that you've got to think of is like the people that you'd find in the supermarket queue rather than the models that you'd see in the magazines, you know? So it's not really a sexually stimulating environment. Mm-hmm. And as I say, the main thing is that you're there because you're enjoying things for yourself, not to look at other people.
Mm. Yeah.
I have to say, I think that's what I'd find most difficult. I mean, I respect every way of life, every walk of life, the decisions that people make about their social lives and all of that. I respect everything. I'd find it difficult to separate sex from the situation. I mean, that's just speaking as myself. And it makes me wonder how do you screen? Do you screen people? Are there ever times when you come across someone and you think, this guy's not here for the same reasons as everybody else?
Yes, that's right. It was you, wasn't it?
You got that Polaroid of me up in the hut.
No, of course. Look, you know, there are issues. We get very few when you consider what the perception of who we are and what we're all about. It's just what you said there. That's the kind of issue that I've got if I thought I was in your environment, Andrew. You know, yes, that's the perception that there must be all sorts of trouble. And there really isn't. And I think, actually, the reason is that people who come into those environments expecting that kind of thing soon realize that they were wrong and they go. Do you understand? Mm. You know, they just suddenly realize that, you know, this is not some sort of, you know, nightclub where an orgy is going to follow on. It's just normal people doing, you know, quite boring things. I mean, it's not really that much of a spectator sport, to be honest with you. At Nude Fest, we have archery. We have some rifle shooting. There's a barn dance. There's body painting. There's quizzes all over the place, disco, live music. You know, it's nothing terribly special. It's great fun, but you just do it without your clothes on. That's the difference.
Bits get in the way, because I guess that's the thing with clothing. Like, they kind of keep things tucked in place. Mm. Well, like, if you are doing archery or something like that, or...
I couldn't run nude.
No, yeah, well, it slaps.
Yeah.
And I found that when I went skinny dipping as well, it slapped.
Yeah.
Slapped everywhere.
Yeah, but you soon, you know, you do get used to that. And you're right, you know, and there's a lot of people, you know, women, if they're going to go jogging, perhaps put on a sports bra. You know, the whole point about this is not exhibitionism. It's about being comfortable. You know, we have lots of events during the winter where, you know, the environment is not particularly warm. You know, it costs a lot to heat the room. And so people do have a T-shirt on or something. It's not, you know, there's no rule. I mean, you don't, you know, force people into it. It's just about being comfortable. So it's a great thing. Next year, listen, you must keep an eye out for this event. In September, we are running an event called the Great British Skinny Dip. Sounds good, huh?
Yes. I would be down for doing
that. Is
that
going to be cool?
I'm sure you would.
Yeah.
Early September. And the plan is that there will be a whole load of venues all around the country. We're looking into all sorts of things, some in central London if we can, whereby we'll be encouraging people to give it a go on the basis that it's really good for you. You know, it's good to shrug off the conventions of daily life. It's not good for human beings to be wrapped up in clothes the whole time. And to get over this barrier, you know, I'm not criticizing you, Doc, but, you know, to get over this barrier that suddenly a room full or a beach full of naked people suddenly means sexual shenanigans, you know. So to let people know that it's perfectly great, it's a very family friendly thing as well. It's another thing I get asked about a lot, you know. Children, really? Well, yes, they grow up very well adjusted because they can see in advance what's going to happen to their bodies when they hit puberty. It's not a mystery to them. They're not so desperate to see a member of the opposite sex when they get past that puberty and start, you know, relationships, that they get themselves into trouble. You know, the teenage pregnancy rates in this country and America are so much higher than in Holland and Scandinavia. You know, the attitude over there is just much healthier. So there you go, the Great British Skinny Dip. Look out.
I think you're right.
That's brilliant. And if Andrew, if people are interested in maybe attending, or they are, you know, can potentially help with the venue, what's the best place to find out more details about you?
Good idea. Well, if you go to bn.org.uk, you'll find details of all of our activities there, plenty of information, what it's all about. It's a membership organisation. We do want people to join. Don't make a joke about members, please. you know, and that helps us to do more. There are still threats out there, you know, just living a nice naked lifestyle and enjoying the sunshine, as we were saying earlier, is still frowned upon in certain circles, and we need to put that right. And then in time, we will be launching a special website for the Great British Skinny Dip, which will be all over social media. So keep an eye open.
Andrew Welch. Yep. So you go.
I was just going to say, yes, you said if they want to host something or I've got an idea for a venue, that's brilliant. There's all sorts of contact details all over the site, so let me know. Beautiful. And we'll work with everybody. What we'd love to see happen is that the world turns very slightly, that even leisure centres and swimming pools, without our involvement, see this big event going on and say, right, Sunday afternoon between 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock, you don't need to wear a costume in this pool.
Yeah, I tried that, and I've been banned from 4 local gyms. So I think we're a little bit away from that, Andrew. But thank you so much. It does sound absolutely brilliant. We do really appreciate your time, and I promise I won't refer to naturists as like lepers. Did I say lepers? Colonies?
No, you said yeah.
Listen, I won't do that ever again.
The word nudist is all right. It's the fact that people say nudist colonies, which just makes it sound like a group on the fringes of society. Yeah.
All right, mate. Thank you very much for your time,
Andrew.
And good luck with it, all right?
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Champion, bye. No worries at all. Doc Brown, I've got a surprise for you. You've got a live nudist on the line right now. Woo. Hello, who's there? Naked who?
Yes, naked Pete in Pimlico, innit?
Hey!
sitting here naked in the house, man, because everyone should be naked in the house. At least that's free to be naked in your house.
Well, I know exactly why you're naked in the house right now. It's because the wifey's at work, isn't she? She's away. And this is what you do. You sit there naked.
Yeah, I'm with my girlfriend, innit? No, you're just sitting there naked, like, you know, because it's relaxing, innit? I mean, you know, to have everything out in the wind, innit? But you got to eat,
how can you have everything out in the wind if you're inside, Peter?
I got the fan heater on, isn't it? So it's a nice warm wind, isn't it? Gently.
So it's like a Michael Jackson video clip for your bits. He's got the fan.
Michael Jackson,
thriller.
Video,
How long you been getting nude for,
allegedly,
Pete?
I've been getting naked since I was born. I was born naked.
Right, good story.
Wow. Old school.
No, I like getting naked and everything out in the open. You know, I've got nothing to hide in it. You're saying about glitter. I put glitter everywhere sometimes on a sunny day because it glints off my body.
Just cover yourself in Pritt stick and roll across.
And a bit of that, yeah. And I've got some jewellery in it for my, you know, the base of me manhood, in it.
Oh really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because you know why is this? It's not just earrings and just for ears, is it? You can get things, jewelry for everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh man,
I just couldn't deal with the piercing.
No,
is it just a clip on?
I know a guy. This is from high school who he went through real full on like emo kind of crazy stage, but he got an arrow, a piercing of an arrow through the head of his dick.
Jesus
Can you
Christ.
Believe that? Sorry if anybody's eating dinner right now.
Can so he can accurately that? Aim his dick, yeah. Isn't it?
Pretty much. The irony is, if you try to pierce with an arrow through you, through your dick, it is going,
go everywhere,
it's going
it?
Anywhere but forwards, my friend. Anywhere but forwards.
And that guy there, the nudist colony guy you just had on there before.
Yep.
Him saying that leisure centres are just off their own back, going to go, everyone come between 3 and 5 and, you know, just play badminton. It ain't going to happen, blood. It's not going to happen. No leisure centres are going to go, I tell you what, between 3 and 5, you get your cock and balls out and play badminton. It's not going to happen, is it, blood?
Not anywhere soon. Hey, Pete from Pimlico, mate. It was great having you back on the show. We miss you, pal.
Missed you too. too. Miss you too, guys.
Don't put clothes on ever again. Ever.
No, well, I got to go to the shop, but I'll try it. I'll try it. I'll tell them you told me to do it when I get arrested, innit? I'll tell them you sent me, told me to do it.
All right, you gem, mate. We'll chat to you real soon.
Yep. See you, blood.
Cheers, Peter.
There you go. Nudeness all round. Hey, coming up, Doc Brown. Do you know many people that tear up? Just tear up a lot?
Yes.
Me,
I do.
For one.
They are mainly women, but I've teared up way more than, I mean, since I had kids, I cry all the time.
Yeah.
Before that, the last time I couldn't tell you the last time I cried. It would have been when I was like 7 and really hurt my knee badly, like, you know,
yeah,
grazed it.
I tell you,
playing
what,
this, football or something.
This story up next, mate. This is going to make you cry.
Oh, for real.
Husband has taken notes of why, some of the reasons why his wife cries, because she cries a lot. And this story is definitely going to make you cry. It's coming up next on Fubo, right after Dre. It's the Tuesday Roundup.
Shit they say, disconnected from the streets forever. As long as I got a Beretta, nigga, I'm down for whatever. I roll with my shit off safety, for niggas that been hating me lately and the bitches that wanna break me. If Cali blew up, I'd be in the aftermath, bumping gangsta rap shit down the blast for cash. Cause from Eazy-E to DOC to DPG, started from that SOB, DRE, like Dub C, I'm rich rolling, pistol holding, pocket swole, nigga, that's how I'm rolling. Put the flame to the killer, nigga. Worldwide homicide mob figure in the building. For real, I'm hitting switches, making bitches eat bitches. See me grab my dick every time I pose for pictures. I own acres, floor seats watching the Lakers. I'm cool with SAs who got AKs and cases.
Dedicated to all of those with big egos. Never failing, we get the dough and live legal. Haters hate this, we zip them out and yank the keys, though. Niggas play this in they Roses, Jeeps, and Regals. Dedicated to all of those with big egos. Never failing, we get the dough and live legal. Haters hate this, we zip them out and yank the keys, though. Bitches play this in they Vintage, Jeeps, and Geos.
I bust with Mr. Tuffy, slash the Smoothie Doofy. Crash and flex on Tuesdays, harassing hoes in movies. Passing by with Uzis, man, who you aiming at? That shady bitch and that bitch nigga that was claiming that rats attack, attack. Sympathize for whack hoes and wimpy guys. You got to recognize that man is an enterprise. Cali pride, Bronx ride, and South centralized. The Henny got me energized. Smoke the guys trying to focus on minds. Poke their eyes out. I'm LA's locusts. Hope they don't have to find out the hard way. Like snitch niggas in the pen to get hit when the guards look the other way. We getting hard hit, man, and Dre. You playing games. I suggest you know the rules. We putting guns to fools. Make you run your jewels. Take your honey and cruise to the snooty and snooze. Cop booze. Pop coochie to the nut oozes. You shouldn't fuck with crews to sick. Aftermath is we rude shit. I'm big hit. Don't confuse me with no other about the blow, motherfucker.
Dedicated to all of those with big egos. Never faded, we get the dough and live legal. Haters, haters, we sip the mo and yank the egos. Niggas play this and they Roses, Jeeps, and Regals. Dedicated to all of those with big egos. Never faded, we get the dough and live legal. Haters, haters, we sip the mo and yank the egos. Bitches play this and they Benzes, Jeeps, and Geos.
Big Dr. Dre, Big Egos.
Cheers.
On Big Fubar, the Tuesday Roundup with Big Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph. Yay! We have been getting a few suggestions coming in for rap about anything. Doc's going to pick a topic very, very soon and then spit a hot 16 for you at the end of the show.
Keep them coming, bitches.
What's some of the suggestions we've had tweeted in at Fubar Radio so far?
We've had Neil in Epsom banging on about his Old Spice and how he feels isolated. We've also had variations of the glitter and fads. People want me to rap about fads. Andrew Welsh has inspired a few people to ask me to rap about nudists.
I am tempted, I have to say, even though I don't know that much about him. Maybe I'll get on Wikipedia during the next song. But yeah, keep your stuff coming, guys. Keep your stuff coming, because, you know, without your subjects, I got nada.
And we don't want that. We don't want that at all.
We don't want that to play your part.
I know we were just saying this before, like, you know, sometimes when you just tear up over something a bit stupid, and you know what, it can happen to anyone.
Yep.
But I really, really specifically like this great idea of a guy. His wife used to, she was crying over so much stuff that he's like, this is wild, I need to make a note about this and post this on the internet for everyone's enjoyment as quickly as possible. I just want to tell you some of the reasons why his wife, he would tear up so much.
Okay.
What, this is coming out the gates really strong. This is one of my favourite ones. The first one, the reason why she would tear up, right, is because she found out the swans that can be gay, and she just thought it was really, really nice.
Swans can be gay.
Swans can be gay.
And she liked that
so much.
Or that she's like such a homophobe that she broke down.
No, she thought it was so nice that she just burst
Fuck
into tears.
Fuck those gay swans, man. Fuck them. It ain't right. Not what God intended.
Swans can love whatever swans they want, all right? Okay?
Yeah.
You're
the queen's animal.
Swanophobist. Then another reason that this man's wife would cry is because she was hungover. Saw a picture of a piglet burst into tears.
Fuck it.
This is so
get
good.
A grip, woman.
It's more. She also cried once because the guy had waited until it was dark and pretended to be the Babadook.
That would make me cry.
That would make me cry.
That shit is terrifying.
She also cried over the fluffy bunny escaped from an Arctic fox in a documentary. Burst
it escaped.
It escaped. I know. That's.
It didn't rip its face off in front of his bunny children. That would have been sad. That would have been tragic.
This next one is fair enough. All right. She. There was no biscuits in the house.
And
no biscuits in the house.
And that's it. There were no biscuits in
that
the house.
That is enough to cry over, Doc.
Jesus.
What kind of monster are you?
Oh,
feel terrible
God.
For your wife. All right, now this one is totally fair enough because she actually, okay. She went back and she remembered that swans can be gay and burst into tears again.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. And now it's just a regular thing.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I completely forgot. Swans can
hey,
be
remember
gay.
Swans? They can just, like, put more. Their willy and other swans with willies.
Oh, this is a nice
and
one.
I think it's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's such a just imagining them there, gay swan nights.
Oh, a gay swan night. That'd probably be quite
gay
good.
Swan night.
Gay swan night. I'd be down for that. This guy, he'd been making a list of things that his wife cried over. Another one was he tried to hold her hand when she wasn't expecting it. Burst into tears.
What, the sweetness of the gesture?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, pretty much.
Fuck's sake.
He cooked dinner for her after a long day at work. And she watched a video about a dog. Too much. Oh, God. What I want to know is, and you can tweet us, we want to hear from you too. Tweet at FUBAR Radio or email hd@fubarradio.com. What dumb things have made you cry? Because there are some pretty wild ones in there. Yep. Except for the gay swans thing. I'm totally with that. That makes me feel really sad right now.
I'm welling up.
I am?
I'm welling up. Just thinking about the struggle that swans have been through before we realised that some of them had come out, you know?
Well, it's been a long road. Because, you know, I mean,
they've just been trapped in that dark, feathery closet.
They have. They need more, like, you know,
for centuries.
I think it's going to be really productive when there's more kind of role model swans, you know, when there's more, like, athlete swans come out being gay.
Yeah.
You know, like, actor swans.
Yeah.
You know.
Or like, when they break your arm with their wing, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, you're there bitching about it, and then the swan's like, dude, you're so insensitive. That guy has been fighting against homophobia for years.
Yeah.
And he was furious. And then you came by and teased him. And of course he broke your arm with his wing.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, and that would really raise awareness.
I think, he's definitely going
to
do that.
And then we could have like a swan pride thing.
Swan pride! I was just thinking swan pride would be amazing.
Yeah, just marching around like the lake.
in Hyde Park. That'd be dope. God,
do you know one dumb thing that I teared up over recently was I don't even know what it
Flamingos
was.
Have been gay for years though, haven't they?
I think they're only gay.
Right.
I'm pretty sure flamingos are only gay. Cool. Pretty sure.
They could genuinely rain on that parade, couldn't they? Just shit all over it.
Hopefully gay swans and flamingos will come together at some point and start a really massive party.
Okay.
I teared up recently over a coffee commercial. Actually, I was telling producer Natalie King this last Friday. It was a coffee commercial. I can't remember what channel it was on, but it was a daughter. She's quite young with her dad, and then she grows up, and they have a cup of coffee together, and it's this big emotional thing, and it's like coffee, bringing people together. And I was like...
And it got you.
It made me cry.
Dude, that's pathetic.
What's wrong with me?
That's pathetic.
I think I'm something breaking.
There's genuine tear-jerking things out there, and you're crying at like Nescafe.
It's really well. I didn't like. I've refused to watch any of the Christmas set commercials after that. I was like, I'm just.
John Lewis one. You haven't seen the new John Lewis one about the intergalactic paedophiles. You haven't seen that. It is upsetting. Yeah. It's genuinely upsetting.
The intergalactic paedophiles.
No question about it. It's upsetting.
And on that note, we'll give you a minute to think about things. Gonna go to some. Get your tweets in at Foodbar Radio. Email HD foodbarradio.com. What dumb
Thank you.
Things?
Thank you.
What dumb things have you cried about? And we'll come back with your stories very, very soon. Nearly time for a legalizer too. On Foobar, he's Damien Gnarly and Nas.
As we enter, come the critic of one of the biggest adventure. Must be dementia that you ever thought you could touch our credentials. What's the initials? QB Jamrock, the lyrical official. Send out the order, laws and the rituals. Burn candles, say prayers, paint mirrors. It is truth, we big news, we hood heroes. For us to anchor, we come to bunker. Man a bad man, we not play Willy Wonka. And I got the guns, I got the ganja. And we can blaze it up on your block if you wanna. Or haze it up, stash spots in a Hummer. Or you can run up and get done up. Or get some. That you want none of. Unlimited amount to collect from us. Direct from us. Street intellectuals. And I'm shrewd about decimals. And my man to speak patois. And I can speak rap star. Y'all feel me. Even if it's in Swahili. A body Ghani. Missouri sana. Switch up the language. I move to Ghana. Salute and honor. Real revolution rhymers. Written piranhas. Like two Obamas. Unfold the drum. Word is out. Hysteria you heard about. Nas and Junior Gun. Can't turn it out. Body the verses till I scream murder out. The king's is back. Time to return the crown. Who won it? Tuck your chain with dude coming, renegades that appeal your back like new hunters. Bet your jewels on it, you don't wanna lose on it. Either move on or move on it. Winston Kingston, gunshot we use and govern the kingdom. Rise up to Winston. I can see the fear up in your eyes. Realize you could die any instant. Knocking at the sound of your voice when you must lose your life like mice in the kitchen. Snitching. I can see him pissing on himself and he wetting up his thighs and he trying to resist it. Switching. I can spend him digging up shit like a fly. Come around and keep persisting. That's how you end up in the hit list. In a bad man business. No evidence. Rhymes in fingerprintless. Flow effortless. Casual like the weekend. No pressure when. We're comfy and decent. Set this off beasting. Hunting season. And frankly speaking, word is out, hysteria you heard about. Nas and Junior Gun can't turn it out. Body the verses till I scream murder out. The king's is back, time to return the crown. Who won it? Tuck your chain with dude coming. Renegades that appeal your back like new hunters. Bet your jewels on it, you don't wanna lose on it. Either move on or move on it. Word is out, hysteria you heard about. Nas and Junior Gun can't turn it out. Body the verses till I scream murder out. The king's is back, time to return the crown. Who won it? Tuck your chain with dude coming. Renegades that appeal your back like new hunters. Bet your jewels on it, you don't wanna lose on it. Either move on or move on.
Damien Gnarly and Nas on FUBAR for the Tuesday roundup. Hugh Joseph and Doc Brown with you. We're talking about dumb stuff that's made you cry. This guy has made an amazing list. His wife, she's a crier. She's a crier, no doubt.
Big time.
So he made a list of some of the reasons that she cried. It was things like she found out the swans can be gay. Thought it was really, really nice. And Niagara Falls, Frankie. Niagara Falls. Shout out to that. Other things like she was hungover and saw a picture of a piglet and just burst into tears. We've had a few tweets come through at FUBAR Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com.
Yes.
People.
Yes.
If you come through. Yes. Good, yes. Chat. Good chat.
Yes, good chat. Good chat. Sorry, I'm thinking about my rap about anything, man. I'm running out of time.
No, yeah.
Okay. I'm getting a little bit panicky. So thanks to Nathan in Carshalton, who said, please, can you write me a little ditty about cherries and snow? Just because he wanted them both so bad.
Nice.
And I couldn't find either.
Yeah.
Cherries are out of season. Doesn't really snow in Carshalton.
Oh.
I'm not sure if I'm going to do that or not, Nathan, if I'm honest. But I do like the fact that you spelt the place you live wrong. You forgot the A. Because it makes it look a lot like Carshitton on your email. Which is probably how you feel right now. Unable to find the two things that you love. But so yeah, I mean that's just a long way of saying that I wasn't listening to you.
Oh,
you said
right,
to me,
okay. Well, we were talking about.
I was worrying.
Don't you worry. I'm going to play a song for you.
Okay.
Finish that, mate. Very short.
Man.
We're just talking about there's dumb reasons that people are crying.
Oh, dumb ways to cry.
We had a couple of tweets come through.
So many dumb
and
ways.
And you're so good
to
at
cry.
Reading. I just think it's perfect for you to read.
I can
out.
Read.
We can read them.
I can read.
Oh, you can do it now.
Read.
We can do it right now if you want.
Yes.
Totally up to you.
This is the sound of Brown reading.
Yeah.
Sally and Ham says, "Oi croys." I don't know why she says "Oi croys." It sounds like, it makes me think she's West Country, but she's in Ham. She's in East London. "I cries when I got home." Oh, I see. It's a D.
Yeah.
She wanted a D. The D and the S quite close on the keyboard, and she's got overweight thumbs. "I cried when I got home, and my Sky hadn't recorded The Walking Dead. So pissed."
Yeah,
I'm welling up now. Well. Just thinking about it. You know what? I've never seen The Walking Dead, so I can't relate fully, but I can relate to that. Like, I work so hard to not find out what happened on Match of the Day on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And if I find I've screwed up the Skybox somehow,
yeah,
I'm devastated. I don't want to talk to anybody. Like, I'm pissed. I work so hard. And then you got to, like, scour the internet for, like, illegal downloads of it. It can take forever. Go down a rabbit hole. Next thing you know, you're reading about gay swans rights and shit. Do you know what I mean? It's just, I hate it. And I do relate, but I don't think I've actually been moved to tears. So I feel for you, Sal. What else we got here? Oh, we got Dave in London. I've heard of London. He says, "Hello. I cried last night when I took a girl home that I'd been seeing for a while. We finally got down to it. You know how the first time you sleep with someone, it's never the best, as you don't really know each other's bodies that well? And after the first one's out of the way, it gets amazing."
Yeah.
"Well, I don't think I'll be doing a second one with her, as when she she spat on me."
Why?
"I was shocked."
Are you sure it wasn't tears? Love tears?
"When she came, she spat on me."
What?
"I was so shocked."
Yeah,
I started crying.
We all are.
"Does this make me less of a man? Love, Dave."
No, that doesn't make you less of a man. And it doesn't...
You should have...
That is not a dumb thing to cry over.
I don't advocate violence against anybody.
No.
But getting spat on, especially at that moment.
Are you sure it was spit?
Maybe don't hit a woman, but shake the shit out of that bitch.
No, you don't shake babies, Doc Brown. If having the leaflets at the clinic told you anything, don't shake babies.
That is fucked up, man.
Oh, God.
Dave, I feel for you, man. I don't think you're less of a man. I think you're a human being, man.
Yes.
Yeah. I think you're a human being with feelings.
Talking about making love, making babies. Got
American
some baby names.
For love.
Baby names that have been banned.
Yeah.
Up next. This is going to be a lot of fun coming up on FUBAR right after Lemonheads.
One of the reasons I came all this way. Two opposite seasons I had to hear. And aluminum, step one, figure two. I know it's probably not my place,
It's not what you do to me, it's what you do without. It's not what you do to me, it's what you do without. Pop to lock it, come on, let's map it out. If I could, you know I'd try to rest assured of half of my truth. Ask the other half if I'm rest assured.
Classic Lemonheads there, rest assured. You're on FUBAR. It is the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph and Doc Brown with you. What's going on there in the background? What's going on there? Something weird. Did you hear that?
I heard a little beep.
There's a little beep, little thing going on. Get rid of it. Whatever that beep was, I want it gone. Yeah. I want it completely banned.
And whoever's responsible for it, I want them dead. I want their family dead. I want their house burnt to the ground.
Wow.
Oh, hell no!
Illegalize it, giving you the chance now to let us know some things that you would like banned. And this week we're banning names. What name do you want banned? This is a pretty great list we've found compiled of some baby names from across the globe, including the UK, that have been officially banned. And it's quite sad because I think, a name like... Well, for starters, Doc Brown, how did you pick your baby names? Because you got two kids.
Yeah.
Was it hard? Is it a hard process to pick a name?
It really is. So I just sort of tried not to think about it too much, you know? And now I'm kind of irritated because I wish I wish they had more meaning, the names.
Right.
They don't. They just sounded okay at the time and went for it, you know? Now I couldn't imagine them being called anything else, but... I'm still a bit jealous when people go, oh yeah, we called this kid something because it meant this and it meant that, and it was it was reflective of our ethnic origins and it reminds us of a time and blah blah. I think, oh, you guys really thought this shit through.
Yeah.
They're always like, oh, what do your kids' names mean? I'm like, dude, I'm English and names don't mean shit. Do you know what I mean? They just are what they are.
Because I mean, I think it's a real shame that there's names like Spinach have been banned. You're not allowed to call your kid Spinach.
Well, that's for the best, surely. Why would you call your kid Spinach?
Because you're into green, hashtag green living, maybe? Call your kid Kale.
Hashtag slightly sandy.
But it's hard. I mean, surely, was there any point when you were tossing around ideas to give your kids names that you were like, shit, should we check if Burger King is on the list of being banned? Because it is. Burger King's banned.
But dude, there was that story in the papers just on Saturday about that guy. Did you see that? I don't know how this is. If the Burger King's banned,
fuck that bitch.
He's a Millwall fan. He called his son Bermondsey Millwall Den.
Right.
And then whatever his surname was. And he didn't tell his wife. He just went and while she was in hospital with the baby, he just went down and registered the kid.
Classy. Well, and he got away with it because it wasn't banned.
He got away with it with legally, but his wife is pissed.
Well, if he wanted to call his kid Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii, bum bum friend, no, you can't, because Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii has been officially banned.
And on what grounds are these names being banned?
Well,
if you can call your kid Bermondsey.
You can call your king Burgundy, but you can't call it fish and chips if it's twins. All right? And I think this is true. It's been banned. You cannot call them fish and chips. And the reason behind it is a lot of it is because it's apparently cruel to the kids.
Yeah. And in my mind, it would encourage bullying.
Would it
not?
Yeah. Well, I think if your kid was called For Real, which has been banned.
Realsies.
What about in the internet age? You can't call your kid Facebook, Twitter, Yahoo, email. Only these ones. Email Joseph. I think that's got a great ring to it.
Email. Email me.
Yahoo at Yahoo. Yeah. What's your Twitter handle? Twitter. Yeah, what's your Twitter handle? Twitter. What's your Twitter? Dude, where's my car? Dude, where's my car? Sweet. God. If you could ban any names, what would you want to ban?
Well, that Bermondsey one for starters, I think is outrageous.
Gone. Done. Banned.
But I think some names have just sort of become... They've had a soft banning, like Nigel, Alan and Gary. Mm. Do you know what I mean? It's just been a soft banning. We've not all sat around a table and gone, right, no more.
Because they're too
old.
But
there are no more.
Because they're just, are they really old names?
Yeah,
like,
they've sort of gone out of fashion.
Yeah.
There was some point in the mid to late 70s when every baby was called Barry or Nigel or Gary or Alan or Kevin or Colin.
Yeah.
You know, and these names don't seem to really, they've just sort of died a death. It's a bit of a shame, because I think it's hilarious to call a baby
RoboCop?
Yes.
Well, you can't, works. Because it's been banned.
Really?
The RoboCop's on the list, Doc. You can't call your kid RoboCop.
And yet you can call a baby, a really cute little baby, Gary.
Yeah.
That seems unfair to me. A baby should never be Gary. Like, yeah. How can you hold a 100%. Baby? A little lovely
and
baby.
And then call it a 50-year-old man.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Call it a 50-year-old man, ex-professional footballer or something. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, God.
And yet RoboCop, look at little Robbie.
Yeah, little RoboCop. Okay, that's nice. Do you know what? I actually, for a long, long time, I wanted to ban my own name, Hugh, and it was literally for teasing.
Well, your name looks pompous on paper. That's why.
H-U-W.
Yeah.
Does it really?
Yeah, it's a bit like the written down version of Rafe. Do you know what I mean? Because you pronounce it in a non-pretentious way.
Yeah.
When you see it written down, you're like, oh, who's this guy think he is?
Who
he? It's like with Rafe. You look it written down, it's fucking Ralph.
Yeah.
And he's talking about call me Rafe.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Thanks. No.
I'm not going to do that.
I hated my
you're
name.
Making me sound like a dick.
Yeah. Prick. I just got teased so much. I got Hugh did a poo on his shoe, and mm-hmm. he spewed, and he mm-hmm. do. So I just changed my name to my favourite name in the world, which was Mark, my older brother's name.
It's funny that,
isn't
it?
It was changed. It would not answer to anything else.
I wanted to be JJ.
Did you?
JJ. Because, you know, you just grow up so in awe of Americans. I just thought, that just sounds like an American name.
Yeah.
Call me JJ.
Yep.
Now it just sounds too much like VJJ.
Yeah, yeah. Well, VJJ's on there. You can't call your kid any, after body parts have been banned. VJJ, anus, sex, fruit, waddy, scrotum, panties, cesarean, circumcision. You can't call your kid circumcision. That's
just it doesn't
sad.
Really roll off the tongue, does it? Circumcision.
Circumcision brown for
Doc. Hey, Circo. Hey, Circo. What's up, man? Oh, how's it hanging? Sorry.
It ain't. We want to know from you. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com. What names do you want to put on the banning list? And we are going to illegalise it for you right now. Mm. Come back with that soon. FUBAR. This is Cameron. Killer Khan.
First, Santana on second, Jim on third.
Yeah,
I'm at bat. I'm about to hit this shit out the
world.
Killer. Beat makers. Clap. Say.
With mom, she like, damn, this the realest since Kumbaya. Kumbaya, Killer Cam, my lord, still the man with the pen, Skrilla fam on board. Now bitches, they wanna new to me, niggas, they wanna true to me. The hooligan and hula hands, maneuvering's nothing new to me. Doggy, I'm from the land of grime, pan, gram of dime, not toes or MC, when I say hammer time. Beef, I hammer mine, when I get my hands on nines. If I had on Bama line, corduroy's camera shine. Canary burgundy, I call it lemon red. Yellow diamonds in my ear, call them lemon heads. Lemon head, end up dead. Ice like Winnipeg. Gemstone, Flintstones, you could say I'm friends with Greg. One happy scrappy, I got Pataki Abby. Bitches say I'm tacky daddy. Range look like Laffy Taffy.
Sing. It's me. Clap. Sing. It's me. Clap. Sing. Clap. It's me. Clap. Harlem. I know y'all know about this.
Yo. I'm from where Nicky Barnes got rich as fuck. Rich and A hit the kitchens, then we're pitching up. Rob Bass, Mace, Dougie Fresh, switched it up. I do both, who am I to fuck traditional? So I parked in a tollway zone, chrome. I don't care, that car throwaway homes. Welcome to Harlem, where you welcome to problems. Off a furlough, fella felons get partners. Them niggas movie bangs, stood out like booty tang. Soon as a stoolie sang, that's when the truly sang. Bang, bang, came from that movie ring. Snap, crack, jewelry bling, flat jack, coolie bring. Clack, clack, coolie ring, bad rap, cutie. these plain ass cat, put them in the river, I'm the sushi king. And I'ma keep it fresh, like the fish eat your flesh. Yes sir, please confess, just say he's the best. Sing, clap, yes, it's me. Sing, sing, clap, yes sir. Shit. Listen, killer. Yo, how dope is this? Teach you how to rope with chicks. What you want? Coke or piff? Got it all. Smoke the sniff. And you know my drift. Used to figures, dough and shit. You a rooster, nigga. This a roaster, bitch. And I roast your bitch. That's how I usually ends. Tell her and her groupie friends. Go get they Gucci cleanse. We the Moody, Gucci, Louis, and Gucci men. A Scott, a Prada, the chopper, got the Uzi lens. Birds I view, the birds I knew. Flip birds, bird things, it was birds I flew. And word I blew, or herb I grew. I would serve on stoops, now swerving coops, it's me. Sing, killer.
Cam, killer. Killer, cam, cam, killer.
And that's where I tell Doc the mics are on.
Oh, come on, bro.
Yeah, killer car. Cameron on Fubarts, the Tuesday Roundup. Doc Brown, Hugh Joseph with you, and we are legalizing it. We're giving you a chance to ban any name you want. You let us know what you want banned, because there has been a long, long list revealed of names that are banned in the UK and around the world. Sorry, if you wanted to call your kid Batman or Osama bin Laden or Lady Di, bam, bam, you cannot. You
Lady
cannot.
Di.
They've been officially banned.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
I'd imagine there are some Osama bin Ladens, but, you know, maybe they've changed their names. Because there was a lot of Adolf Hitlers as well, wasn't there?
And Hitler's banned now.
Then they banned that.
That's banned.
And then
that's
people
gone.
Who were even just called Adolf something changed their name, and then Adolf completely died out in Germany.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, I was surprised there was even more kind of what I thought were like kind of more traditional names that have been banned as well, which is weird. Like Mafia, No Fear. Now, I just thought that was a pretty common one, to be honest with you. I was really surprised that one was.
There was a girl in my daughter's class at her old school called Dior.
Dior.
Yeah, after the label.
Yeah. Well, I like that one. It was, what did it say? Kanye line, couldn't afford a Porsche, so he named his daughter Alexis.
Yeah,
there's nice. Another one like that, isn't there?
Yeah. That shit happens, bro.
It does.
Yeah, that should be banned.
Yeah, I agree.
Products. You can't name your kid after a product.
Yeah, there's quite a lot. Yeah, well, you know.
What about constantly naming your kid the same thing as your, like, the dad? So there's
second,
the
Neil,
third, the fourth,
Neil
the
third.
Fifth, the sixth, the seventh.
Neil Jr.
Dude, you're not the royal family.
No.
You're just some random guys.
And if your name is Neil, the last thing you want is Neil Jr. That's
get
really
me.
Bad. We've
get
had a couple me, of tweets me. Come through Fubar Radio.
Oh, we have, yeah. Let's have a look.
What names do you want banned?
Where are they all gone?
Are they gone? They disappeared?
Yeah. I've got one, but the others just sort of like disappeared suddenly.
Oh, no.
Natasha said she'd ban the name Dave. Just because they're everywhere. She's written in capitals at the end there.
Done.
Dave.
Dave, gone.
That reminds me of a girl came to visit that knew from New York called Rochelle. She'd never been to London before. I told her I lived on an estate, and she thought, you know, I lived on like a country estate,
the,
you know,
the OC.
She saw it, she's like, fuck, this is like the projects, you know. I took her to a party, and I introduced her to a Cockney friend of mine called Dave Haviland, who's very, very Cockney.
Yep.
And she was like, hey, I'm Rochelle, how you doing? And he goes, you're all right, I'm Dive. And
Dive.
She goes, you could see it in her eyes, she didn't know what he said.
Yeah.
And she went, hi, Dive?
I would have just said mate. Hey, mate.
She's like, how are you spelling that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doi.
Yeah.
I. V. E. Fuck it, oh. Yeah, I don't know what's happened to my other emails.
No,
it disappeared.
Right.
I need like some technical whiz to come in here.
That's
and,
all right. Well, I don't know if we have time for that anyway.
Oh,
because
we run out of time. Oh, that's
well,
a shame. That was a good segment, man. Maybe we should have saved that for next week.
Yeah, we can do more. We can always do more. But do you know what? We do only have 4 minutes left of the show.
Really?
It's something very, very
time's
important.
Time's flown. Thank
that we
fuck
do,
I've written a rap.
That we do need to do right now.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
We're going to call this one Rap About Anything.
Doc Brown!
This is Doc Brown.
It's been about anything.
What did I tell you?
You can give me anything.
Make some noise, yeah.
Dude, that is like the sickest little jingle ever.
Here to help, mate. That's why I get paid the big bucks,
it's
buddy.
Just that moment.
What did I tell you?
That's why I should. No, you should. You got to throw that in. You got to like punch that in after every verse. Yeah. Every week.
What did I tell you?
Rap
the emails come back. Thanks, well, Malcolm in Turnham Green.
We have.
Says,
sorry, you go.
No, it's just Malcolm in Turnham Green. He was saying that he banned Tarquin, Rupert, Sausage, Melon, Lizard. And Philip.
All right, mate. Okay, we asked you to ban one name. You don't have to have a fucking party, buddy. We banned him anyway, just for you, buddy. Rap about anything. Thank you for your tweets coming through. Suggestions for raps. Doc has picked
everybody.
One.
I've lost all of them from my screen. I don't know how this happened, but I do remember Neil in Epsom, who was the first one to come through. Actually, who said that he was pissed off about being sort of being turned into a social leper. In Epsom. Because he's a fan of the Old Spice.
Yeah.
Getting no female attention whatsoever. So I felt sorry for him. I teared up.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Cried. Oh, I'll take
I teared
me.
Up, Neil, and I wrote you this rap.
Whenever you're ready, mate.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. It's Doc Brown. Going out to Neil. That's my new ad lib. Yeah, I think it shows effort. It shows effort.
Little rapey, don't do that.
Alright, now there's a lot of stuff a lot of guys get wrong, but does that have to include Neil and Epsom? Just cause he likes to douse himself in Old Spice, all the girls be saying, that's that shit I don't like. Now it's pure isolation that Neil feels, just because he smells a bit like jellied eels. Ladies, don't hate a guy because he stinks. Thank your lucky stars he isn't head to toe in links. Maybe he's just a fan of the 80s. Is that enough reason not to have his babies? If it was up to you girls, you'd ban that shit. Meanwhile, Neil smells mantastic. Maybe you should get closer if you catch my drift. Real close, give Neil a little scratch and sniff. Neil, grab your Old Spice and do it, bruv. Girls, put a peg on your nose and show a dude some love.
Hooray!
What did I tell you?
What did I tell you?
What did I tell you? I can rap about anything, goddammit!
Oh, Doc Brown, rap about anything. Thanks for all your suggestions. Yeah.
And thanks, Neil and Epsom. That one's for you.
Do you reckon he does feel a bit better? Because surely he's made it. You've made a really, really good point there. Old Spice, love it or hate it, whatever. Links. Shit.
Is
it could
so
be a
much
whole
worse,
lot worse.
And you know, people who use links, they don't shower, they just cover their BO in links.
They do.
It's the combo of the two that we're dealing with.
Don't they call it a British shower?
The British shower, Jesus.
Did you just put deodorant on your clothes? Isn't that
I bet that is how the rest of the world views us. I reckon. No, I think you're right.
No. It is. Anyway, Doc, it's been great to have you back, mate.
It's great to be back.
The Tuesday Roundup, back next Tuesday, 4 till 6 p.m. And if you want to listen back to any of the shows, the easiest way to do it is to download the free FUBAR Radio app.
It's free
99.
Why wouldn't you do it?
You can't afford not to. And if you want to find out any more information, go to FUBARradio.com. Doc, any last parting words?
No, just thanks for everybody. Thanks everybody for listening. It's great to be back. And I love you guys.
Yeah.
You guys.
All right, we're going to go have a pint. You enjoy your afternoon. And we'll be back very soon. Stick around for Hardesty and Needle taking over pretty much right now on FUBAR. Later.
Peace.
Hardesty and Needle on FUBAR Radio.
I got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. I got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. She rock to the east, she rock to the west, but she's the girl that I love best. I got a girl named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Got a girl named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tootie Fruity, oh Rudy. Tootie Fruity, oh Rudy. Tootie Fruity, oh Rudy. Oh,
named David.